Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off. I wake up smiling every
morning. The wake up call.
Wake up. It's the wake up call. 106.5 The End.
I'm looking forward to Halloween. Man, I love it because I'm big now and I can beat up kids and get their candy. What? Because when I was small, I almost died trick-or-treating. Because I had asthma. And you know your parents buy you that cheap mask? The cheap plastic one? You can barely breathe in it. And you know they can't hear you saying trick or treat. And how much air did they give us in the mask, that little slot? And you would stick your tongue through. And then you would cut your tongue because that was razor sharp. And they say it's that razors and the apples. No, it's your mask!
Call. Ooh, happy Halloween. I said happy Halloween.
Are you about to play something?
Are you going
to
play some spooky?
Right. I can't tell.
I was hoping for other people to go, happy Halloween.
Well, we were going to, but it looked like you were searching for something.
Happy Halloween.
Halloween.
It sounds so much better.
Ew. There we go.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. It is here.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready?
No.
Where's your costume? Don't.
No, I'm just kidding. It's in my car.
Is it in a bag?
It's on a hanger.
Okay.
Happy? Pappy?
Well, I guess you should have taken it out of the bag 3 days ago.
Right.
Like I asked you to.
I'm a ghoul.
Oh.
Yeah, but a ghoul with ironed clothes, from what I can tell from the movie.
Just creases. I don't know. I'll be all right. Don't worry about me. But it's on a hanger. There's nowhere to hang it up, though, in here.
No, Kevin found a place.
I found a place.
Where is it? Where'd you hang it up?
Right there. Our screen is
all behind the TV. Oh, okay. So I could hang it from one of those TVs.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I got a lot to do, guys.
Really?
Well, I got a lot to do for my makeup. I got to do your makeup. I got to do Kevin's makeup.
I have to wear makeup?
You need to have some dark circles under your eyes.
Oh,
nothing too
boy.
Crazy.
We're Beetlejuice characters, for anybody who doesn't know. It'll be up on social media later. Would it help if I got my own makeup started?
Sure.
I don't have any wedges, though. Those little things.
Oh, you don't have any makeup sponges.
Yeah.
I've got some.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just
realized that. Like, oh, they should give you those things. They should come with the makeup.
They want you to buy everything.
That seems so unfair.
Well, or people just have them.
You ladies have got it tough.
Thank you.
Why does everything have to be sold separately?
Bitch, I don't know. I do not know.
I don't get it.
I finally went to Spirit Halloween yesterday, which, by the way, the fact that they're in different locations every time pisses me off.
Well, I mean, it's whatever they have.
Okay, but when you Google or you put in your map Spirit Halloween, it will take you to the old ones.
It will?
Yes.
They don't update?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to kind of, starting in like mid-August, you just got to keep your head on a swivel and you got to look for them.
But the one that I found on Lone Tree.
Mm-hmm. That one's been there forever.
Okay, but I never have a reason to go there.
Hmm.
So I was never going to see it.
Mm.
And so there used to be one by Hobby Lobby in Rockland. Not there anymore. Then there was one by, like, across from, like, Skipolini's the next year, like, Kitty Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Not there anymore.
Right.
And so then I'm just...
There's still one somewhere back there, though, isn't there?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Not that I could find.
So they made two. There used to be one that was right by me that was in an old Rite Aid. And that one was cool. It was right by.
That's the one I went to today. For yesterday.
It's the one where there's like a fountain. It's at the corner of Pleasant Grove and Roseville Parkway.
Oh, okay.
It was there for 2 years. This year, not there. It moved to a different location. But you know what, though? I like it. I think it's kind of fun. Imagine if all stores did this. How interactive is our life that we have to hunt for our stores now?
So it's just like the olden days.
How was Spirit? Was it picked over? Like, would you go in
for? I went in there, and I got some very specific things, and I just checked out.
All right.
So I kind of knew exactly what I needed, and so I didn't, like, look.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, it always does seem like, although the girl that checked me out was, like, amazing.
Really?
Oh, my God. She was so lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
But everybody else there looked, I mean, excuse the pun, dead inside.
Sure.
And they looked like they were ready for this nightmare to be over.
There was, I went to a Spirit Halloween store once this year, and I couldn't find something. And I've said this before, but it looks like everybody who works at a Spirit Halloween store is like a runaway. Like, and like, there was this one little girl that walked past me, and she, just like you said, looked miserable. And I always like to give Spirit Halloween store workers the benefit of the doubt. It can't be a fun job. You go into it thinking it's going to be a fun job.
Sure, you think it sees it all.
Right, and it's spooky.
Yeah.
I like spooky. I get a discount. And then I'm sure that you deal with so many a-holes and kids that are just hitting the animatronic.
Oh. I'll bet it's knocking stuff off the walls.
I'll bet it slowly kills you, that job. It's 1 month, and I'll bet it feels like 13. But this one little girl walks by, and she just looks miserable, like just dead. And I almost felt bad asking her where something was. I'm like, I got to find it. And I said, excuse me, I'm sorry to do this, but do you know? And she looks at me with like bloodhound eyes. I go, do you know where this one thing is? And she just goes, it's my first day.
Oh, God.
It like knocked me back. I was like, wow, this really is like going.
Baseline.
Is that it? Or is it like going to war
or
working
you walk
at a Spirit
in and it just
store?
Turns into everything goes black and white and it becomes the upside down.
Right. Yeah.
The girl that checked me out, she kept calling everything her and she that I was buying.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And she was like, oh, she's cute. Does she have a tag? And she's like looking and I go, I love that you're calling everything
she.
And she goes, I love doing it. And I go, it's microfeminism. And then she just puts her fist up. And I was like, oh, we're friends. We're friends now.
That's so funny.
Yeah, she was cute.
Good. Good. I love that. Kevin, did you go into a Spirit Halloween store at all this year?
Not this year.
All right.
Because
you ordered
me.
Your costume from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Anti-Spirit.
I just don't like going in there.
I mean,
sometimes
I got mine from
they
Amazon.
Place the animatronics, like the pad where you step on, in like weird places. So I accidentally step on it and then it's terrifying.
You don't like being startled.
I don't.
Yeah.
Things that jump out, why are they in the stores?
You don't have to go near the animatronics.
No, they specifically place it
they
where
did
it
kinda,
might.
The one I went to, like, you kind of couldn't get to where I wanted to go without.
Yeah, they're getting tricky there.
There was one animatronic, and I'll give you this, that it was aggressively scary this year. Because it's like a witch that kind of looks like a man. I can't really tell, but it's hunched down. And when it goes off, it shoots like 20 feet into the air. Like, it is just enormous. And I have watched countless little kids scream. I saw one kid get knocked back because he like was like, ah! And he tripped over something.
That. I don't like seeing kids get scared.
It was great. I liked it. I thought it was
fun. I did see that they had a life-size bear, but it looked to be wearing an Uncle Sam costume.
Well, the election.
Okay.
Right.
Sure. It was 35% off, so I don't think people were really biting.
I mean, there's nothing scarier this year than the election. So.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the heat?
I feel like we've talked about the heat so much.
Okay.
If I was listening, I'd be like, please don't talk about the heat anymore. But this time it was Kevin.
This time
it definitely was
this
Kevin.
Was really my fault.
Yeah.
You know what? I appreciate you admitting that.
I mean, you should have seen me in panic this morning.
Can we just stop touching the thermostat?
No, we can't.
I get high, like super cold.
We can't because this room, like the temperature is so wonky.
Yeah. Well, it's because somebody at some point programmed that stupid thermostat so the temperature that it maintains does change. So if we talk to IT and our engineers and say, can we just get have it set to a temperature and then break the knob so that nobody can mess with it, and let's all agree on a temperature. Can we all agree that, let's say, 70 or 71 is pristine? Can we agree? Okay.
Absolutely. Now, you know that this room is notorious for being warm. Everybody in the building, D'Lo, Casey, Jesse, they all think this room is too hot.
Hot in here.
Probably because somebody keeps turning on the damn heat.
I think
Kevin.
Whoa! I only did it once yesterday.
When all you have to do is just turn the AC off, and it will right itself.
I don't think we know how to do that.
He does. It's mode. It's not even a complicated thermostat. He knows how to do it.
Well, then maybe you should do it.
I would love to. I would love to set it to 71 AC, break it off the wall so that nobody can touch it anymore.
Okay. I was thinking maybe just you're in charge of the... Don't break it off the wall.
I don't think the AC I don't think the heat ever has to be turned on.
Oh.
I don't think it ever... Like, if it's...
Did you actually turn the heat on?
Yes, he did.
Hold on.
Yes.
Oh, Kevin.
That's the only reason why our studio is 82 degrees this morning.
Well, I was going to turn it off.
He turned the heat on and then left for the day. Right.
Yes.
Okay, so that makes
sense. But I cooled it down, did I not?
You did.
You did, but it's still warm. I don't even know what the temperature is right now. What is the temperature right now? Go look.
Great news, it's 73.
That's too hot still.
I mean, still two degrees too warm. And I don't have any layers. Like, I can't take this off. I just have a...
Look what you're doing to her.
Bra underneath.
I'm so sorry.
Can we just get you... Because he's actually the one who is like, oh my God, I'm so cold. And he's the one now who turns the heat on. So can we just get... What happened to your blankie? Didn't you have a blankie?
That blankie only keeps the bottom... warm.
So for Christmas, we're getting you a Snuggie or something.
Oh!
I'm surprised you haven't worn a Snuggie here before.
I hate the hands.
Oh, sure. Okay, so you need a tank top Snuggie.
Oh,
sack for a baby.
Just wear gloves.
Then he's going to be like, but then my arms are going to be too cold.
Honestly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, we'll get
it's a hot or cold situation. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
Okay.
I don't worry about you, but then you make it our problem when you put the heat on and leave for the day.
Okay, so we'll just make a pact. We do not turn the heat on.
No heat on.
Set to 71. That's a compromise.
Okay, but if it gets colder, we do have to turn it out.
Yeah.
But don't turn the heat on.
Right,
no heat.
Just turn it off.
What is heat?
No, just adjust it.
Yeah.
So it's like 72,
right.
73.
My God, see, we're compromising.
I love that. You
Yay!
Guys.
I believe Katie will live up to this.
Bitch.
106.5 The Edge. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Yes, it is Halloween here on the Wake Up Call. Does that give her good or bad luck in Are You Smarter Than Katie? Bad luck. Answer's ew. Bad luck. Gagging on her own spit. We are already preparing for our Wake Up Call Halloween group costume that will be posted on Instagram later today. Kevin and I aren't, but Katie... Your makeup looks fantastic.
Thank you. It was a lot, so I had to start early.
Caller 17 is you, Rosemary. Is this my mom?
Is your mom named Rosemary?
Sure is.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not your mom, but I'm someone's mom.
I'm screaming.
You are someone's mom. All right.
How interesting that it's on your mom's birthday, though.
Right. My mom's birthday is Halloween. How about that, Rosemary?
That's incredible.
It is incredible. I don't think she ever really liked it. I always thought she thought the holiday overshadowed her birthday. But listen, regardless, we're here. And Mom, happy 40th birthday.
Okay,
all right.
Goodbye.
Katie's leaving the studio. Rosemary, I'm going to ask you 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot is up to $240. Wow, that's nice. And we're brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. 3 locations, 1 in Auburn, 2 in Roseville. Delicious farm-to-fork organic food. You ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Sorry, Giants fans, but the Dodgers won the World Series. In fact, they didn't just win. They crushed the Yankees in a four and out series. And then some fans celebrated by lighting stuff on fire in L.A. That was nice. Where did the Dodgers play before moving to L.A.?
San Diego.
Question two. Snoop Dogg has been teasing us with a new album, and now we finally know when it's coming out. It's December 13th, just in time for Christmas. It will have guests like Jelly Roll and Sting on it, and it's going to be produced by Dr. Dre, who last worked together on a massive album in 1993 called what?
Oh, my Lord.
Come on. Dig into your gangsta past.
I cannot remember.
All right, moving on. Question three. There are pumpkin competitions all over the country, but Half Moon Bay has one that is considered the Super Bowl of pumpkin competitions. And we have a winner this year. It's a 2,700-pound pumpkin. It is the size of an adult walrus. That's how big it is. Where do pumpkins originate from? Is it Mexico, England, or Sweden?
Mexico.
Question four. It is Halloween, so a machete-wielding psycho could be on the streets at any time. And one showed up at a voting location in Florida. It was an 18-year-old trying to intimidate older voters in an area with a lot of seniors. What language is machete?
Is it French?
Okay. And question five, Olivia Rodrigo is friends with Chappell Roan, and they've been friends for a long, long time before they were even famous. Olivia said that she knew Chappell when Chappell worked at a donut shop, and Olivia would just go in there, eat donuts, and the two of them would just talk about music for hours. I don't know why I find that story adorable. If Olivia went in there and ordered five donuts at $2.75 a piece, how much did she spend?
$13.50.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. Rosemary, where are we off to today?
Work.
All right. Where do you work?
Sacramento County of Education and Special Education on a campus as school secretary.
I love that. Aww. Is everybody dressing up today?
I think we are. Yes.
You think?
Are you?
I am. I'm a little cowgirl today.
You are.
Cute.
You're our little cowgirl.
Very cute.
I love it. All right. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Dodgers won the World Series.
Sure did.
Sorry, Giants fans. In fact, they crushed the Yankees. It was a four and out series. I can't remember the last time that happened. And when some fans found out that they won, they lit stuff on fire in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, how we do.
I mean, as an Eagles fan, I wouldn't.
I don't think there's a whole lot of lighting stuff on fire in Philadelphia. It's more of climbing light poles. Sometimes the light poles fall over. But listen, they were old light poles.
Okay.
Where did the Dodgers play before moving to L.A.?
Brooklyn.
Where Brooklyn at? Yeah. Question two. Snoop Dogg's been teasing us with a new album, and now we know it is happening, and it is coming out on December 13th, and it will have guests like Jelly Roll and Sting on it. I'm intrigued. Dr. Dre is going to produce the whole thing. The two of them last worked together on a full album all the way back on a massive album that came out in 1993 called what?
So you're saying they worked on an album together in 1993 called, it was a Snoop Dogg album?
Mm-hmm.
Big Bow Wow.
Doggy Style.
Doggy Style.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Lil Bow Wow.
No. And his new album, by the way, is called Missionary.
I mean, I don't want to say adorable, but funny.
Question three. There are pumpkin competitions everywhere, but you probably didn't know this. But Half Moon Bay is considered the Super Bowl of pumpkin competitions.
Oh.
Yeah, bougie. And the winner this year was a 2,700-pound pumpkin the size of an adult male walrus.
Okay.
That is a big gourd.
Oh, my gourd.
Oh, my gourd. It's like those old me. Ermigerd. Oh, God. Where do pumpkins originate from? Mexico, England, or Sweden?
I want to say Mexico.
I want to say you're right.
Okay.
Yeah. Question two. It is Halloween, and there could be a machete-wielding psycho on the streets at any time. And one showed up in Florida.
Yeah.
At a voting location. He was an 18-year-old trying to intimidate older voters in a senior citizen area. How charming. What language is machete?
Machete. Espanol?
Yeah. Spanish.
Spanish. Okay. Machete.
I brought my machete to Barcelona. To Barcelona to a discotheque. Question five. We're having fun. Olivia Rodrigo is friends with Chappell Roan, and they have been friends for a very, very long time. Olivia was in an interview, and she goes, I remember Chappell when she just worked at a donut shop. And I would go into the donut shop, and I'd order donuts, and we'd sit and talk about music for hours. I don't know why, but that story just warmed my heart. Until you get to the part where Chappell then kicked her out.
Probably.
Pointed her finger and said, not today, bitch.
Yeah.
If Olivia Rodrigo went in there and ordered five donuts at $2.75 a piece, how much did she spend?
13.75.
Oh my God. Ooh. It's a Halloween miracle. Rosemary, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score, you got one. Katie got four.
Oh, oh boy.
Wow, it's like the Dodgers and the Yankees over here. Rosemary, listen, happy birthday and happy Halloween. And what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
Not today.
Hopefully you had fun, though.
Not today.
We love you for listening. Hope everybody else is dressed up today.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's the Wake Up Call, and the studio looks terrifying right now, and it's looked like that all day. Kevin has been airing out his wigs for his Halloween
costume. You have to take it out of the bag.
Katie told me you have to take out wigs out of the bag so they can air out. Well, not air out like form.
Yeah, you don't want them to be flat. You don't want them to be in the shape of the bag.
This is for a Halloween costume, and Kevin has propped up these wigs facing away from me so that they look like little shrunken heads on sticks.
Good. Yes.
Good?
Yeah. But, I mean, the wigs are getting aired out.
Mm-hmm.
I should do this with my wig, too, right?
You haven't
taken your wig out of the bag?
I haven't taken anything out of the bag.
Gavin!
And your costume, you need to get that out.
Yeah, too. You need to get that out, like, immediately.
Kevin got his costume out, which is a dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he looks at it and he goes, should I iron this? And I go, no, it'll melt.
No, that'll burst in the floor. Definitely not. Have you tried it on?
No, not yet.
Why don't you try it on?
It's very tight. I can't.
Take your shirt off and just try it on. How do you know it's very tight?
He should take his pants off, too.
This is going to take so
long. How do you know that's very tight? You just said you haven't tried it on.
He held it up to himself.
My shirt?
Do you want me to help you?
No, don't undress him. I feel like that's an HR thing.
Step into the dress.
Take your pants off.
Hang on. Let me take one article at a time. This is a knees, bitch.
Don't put your t-shirt back on.
Why?
Take your t-shirt off.
You're not going to be, you're not, he's not going to be wearing a t-shirt.
You talk.
No, take your t-shirt off.
Take your t-shirt
okay.
off.
Okay.
Kevin, I have concerns that this is not going to zip up.
I'm sexually harassed.
You're very easily taking your clothes off, so.
Well, it's taking a really long time to get to the pants.
Okay, I've seen you in your underwear 500 times.
I know, but let me.
Okay, be careful. Nice. This is not made very well.
He's stepping into his. He stepped on ass.
Sorry.
God.
Okay.
Kevin's stepping into his Halloween costume right now.
It's gonna fit well.
It's just so tight in the booty area.
I think that looks good.
Let's see if it'll zip up. I'm a little
My
nervous.
Boobs are
Stop
out.
Stop puffing your chest out, please.
Relax. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy.
Is it going to zip
I'm
up?
A man.
It's just like it's a little...
It's an XL for a woman.
Yeah, but the zipper's like stuck on...
Well, don't pin it. Like, don't get it...
Oh.
Oh, I heard that. Oh, my God.
What?
Did you hear him? Did you hear
it? I don't
know. Oh.
All right,
okay.
Can
it,
I?
It is gonna fit.
Step aside. Let me see. Come over here. Oh, Kevin, you look beautiful.
Kevin, that is you are stunning.
You look wonderful. Listen, I know you probably want to see Kevin right now. We can't do it. On Halloween, we will post a picture of our full Halloween costume. Just know that Kevin looks amazing in this dress.
It's so tight.
Listen, do you know what the dress I wore last year?
Yeah.
I had to wear two pairs of Spanx with it. It was skin tight.
Do you want to wear a pair of Spanx with it?
What would that do for me?
It'll suck in your tummy.
I need it for my chest.
Yeah, I can't do anything about that.
Do you have a corset?
Not that's going to fit her.
All right. Here's what I do like about this dress.
It's getting very itchy.
First of all, easy. Okay.
It's getting very itchy.
Second of all.
I didn't even zip it up all the
okay.
way.
Okay. It's built to have like little cups for the breasts.
Yeah.
And it does make it look like Kevin has like little like big
You're
A cups.
I don't think so.
Lower
Maybe a little, but what? I don't see it, Kevin.
Why is he saying I mean?
But because you're saying he has breasts.
No, I'm saying the dress makes it look like he has breasts.
Okay. Listen, we already got him to wear a dress. Yeah. Let's not pick him apart, okay?
We didn't have to try very hard.
I don't know.
You know what? People are giving me looks walking by.
Are people looking at you?
I mean, when they see a bad bitch in the window.
I cannot.
Oh, he's going
wait.
To stand in the window oh, so people go. Can look at him. That's beautiful.
Don't give listen. Don't give these people a preview. We are going to blow the competition for our Odyssey Halloween costume party out of the water, and then once again, not even place.
There's no way we're gonna win
because we are considered a group costume, and apparently that is not part of the rules.
This dress is gonna rip.
I know. I am worried. Don't put your arms forward or your shoulders because the back will rip out.
Don't flex like a big muscle man. Okay.
Right. Think very demure.
Yeah.
Very dainty.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. And listen, what we're having for food at our Halloween party is chili, and I don't think you eat chili.
No.
So you're going to be fine.
Do you have red heels I could wear?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is Halloween on The Wake Up Call, and I've got some good news. So we are all going to be eating Halloween candy this week. And there's not all candies created equal.
Okay.
In fact, according to this new study that I found, some Halloween candy is actually almost healthy for you.
Really?
And you need to choose wisely. Now, when I say healthy, of course, that's a sliding scale, but we're specifically talking about your gut microbiome.
Great.
That's important.
I know, but I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Let me get to what these health experts are saying. If you're going to get some Halloween candy, this is what you should shoot for. Okay. Sugar-coated nuts.
What?
Sugar-coated? Okay.
Sugar-coated nuts. That's the first one on here.
Is that considered candy?
I guess amongst these people. And then followed by candy apples.
What?
And then dark chocolate. So that's it. So, okay. So I take it back. No candy is good for you. because that is not candy.
Not at all. And I mean, I guess dark chocolate could be something that's pre-wrapped and you put into a Halloween bag, you know, like a trick-or-treat bag. But I can't imagine just throwing a variety of sweetened nuts into a child's face.
Right. Well, if you're going to have a study that stupid and empty and transparently pushing healthy food with a headline that says candy that's good for you, why not just say, this Halloween, hand out a bunch of probiotic gummies? Like that? Yeah, that'll help your gut microbiome. You know, and you can take that to the bank.
You know what's the healthiest candy? Pennies, because you can't even eat them.
All right, kids, listen to me. Don't put a penny in your mouth.
No, that's the point.
And dark chocolate? Don't even get me started on dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate's good.
No,
dark,
it's not.
Dark chocolate. I don't know what it is about dark chocolate. It appeals to women and full stop.
And diabetics.
Oh, and diabetic. Yeah, I forgot about diabetics. They do.
I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
It's just so bitter.
There's. It is. It's. That's what it is. It's bitter. It's not even nice or nice to you.
All right. Listen, I'm going to put a candy to apple in your mouth and shut up, okay?
A candy apple?
Can you imagine? Hold on. Hold on. Let me go back and get more of my supply.
This totally reads like a health expert wrote this.
Well,
have you ever had a conversation with like a nutritionist?
Probably.
They're always like,
yeah, they're always like, you know what I do? You know what I like to do on Halloween?
It's fun,
and the kids really love it.
It's easy.
I like to bag up and salt some kale,
right?
And then yeah. trick or treat, and I say treat, right. You know, and the kids love it.
Yeah.
And then I just put it in their bag and I say, have a good namaste.
Yeah, and I'm not disgusting. It's all in little Ziploc baggies,
right?
So you know it's safe, and right. I handle it everything with gloves.
Yeah,
that's totally beetroot. Kids love it. And it's red. You get to pretend it's blood. It's like, do you hear yourself, bitch? Not only that, too, but like non-Halloween time talking to a nutritionist, they're like, oh, it's nutrition? Let me tell you a secret about nutrition. It's easy. And they always say, it's easy. Calories in, calories out. And here's all I do. All I do. And you can do this. Okay. How many kids do you have? 5. Easy. Okay. On my Sunday, I spend just 8 or 9 hours on Sunday, and I make 17 steaks, 15 chickens. I shuck a bunch of corn. Like, it's like, of course they would talk like this. You know what's a really good, healthy Halloween candy? Oh, yeah. I'm totally listening because I'm going to be having like a lot of it. Gummy worms, Snickers bar. No. Candied nuts!
I'm surprised they even are allowing that.
Right, yeah.
You know?
All you have to do...
candied nuts? Like the kind you get at a wedding?
Like Jordan almonds?
Right.
Yeah, all you have to do is just get some candied nuts and spend no more than 30 seconds chipping all the candy off of it. Great. It's healthy. It's a healthy candy.
Throw that part away, though.
Right. I'm sorry. You keep saying candy. Yes, I do. Yes, I call nuts nature's candy, and fruit is nature's candy, and anything that's not chicken is nature's candy.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It is Halloween on The Wake Up Call. And spirits are in the air.
Ooh.
And nobody is better to tell us what the stars and moons mean with our inner souls than our friend Kayla. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning.
When it comes to, it's not really psychic stuff, right? This is astrology.
Correct.
Something is going on. It just happens to be coinciding with Halloween, and it's a big deal for all of us, right?
Correct.
Tell everybody what is happening with the stars and the moon.
So today we're going to talk about the planet Pluto, which is the planet of death and rebirth.
Okay, wow.
What I mean by death is destruction.
Oh, God.
It's not as bad as you think. I mean the end of everything.
Right.
And Pluto travels pretty slowly throughout the zodiac, so it will make its impact for about 16 to 18 years in every sign. So for the last 16 years, it has been in the sign of Capricorn, and November 19th, it will be moving into the sign of Aquarius for the next 16 to 18 years. So this will impact us globally, but also individually.
So if you've been in a funk for the last 16 to 18 years, this might be why. And also, if you've had a stroke of good luck for the last 16 to 18 years.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Oh boy.
Is there any chance that people could just renew? Like
100%.
Okay, so you could keep the
status quo. So you could just keep chugging along.
But in order to find out, you got to dig into the charts, which you've done for the three of us.
I have.
Okay, so let's start with Katie. So if you're just joining us, we have astrologer Kayla, who is a friend of ours on the show. Okay, Pluto's going through
the change.
The change right now. Okay.
So when we look at astrology, we look at planets, the zodiac signs, as well as the houses.
Okay.
So when you look at the zodiac, it looks like a pie, and there's 12 slices, and each of those slices is considered a house, and each one of those houses will impact a different area of your life.
Okay.
So what we're looking at is where Pluto, which house of your chart that Pluto is leaving and which house it's entering.
Okay.
So that you know where in your life you will feel this change.
Okay.
So for Katie, Pluto is leaving the second house, which is the house of personal values, finances.
Is that good or that's bad?
Well, that's up to you to answer.
Okay.
So for the last have you felt a transformation within like finances or your personal growth,
development? That's a really long time. So I guess yes, but I mean, there's been some ups and downs.
Since 2008.
Since 2008, then yeah,
right.
I mean, I started this job in 2009.
Oh, that's interesting.
No. Is it?
So Pluto entered Capricorn in 2008, and you landed this job in 2009. So that was an immediate rebirth of your career and money and things like that.
Okay.
So now it's entering your third house, which is the house of communication and intellectual stimulation.
Okay.
And
like how you laughed when you said that with Katie.
The way that you communicate with yourself, the way that you communicate with others, the way that you gather information, the way that you see things might change a little bit.
Is it going to change for the good or for the bad?
So it's going into Aquarius, which is all about humanitarian and progression and equality and things.
So finally, Kevin, she's going to talk nicer to us.
So Capricorn is a lot drier of a sign. It's all about establishment and power and, you know, like...
She is premenopausal.
Oh, boy.
We don't need to keep telling people that, and we're not even sure.
It's just it's a dry sign.
It's called perimenopause.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We're just talking about Pluto and how it's a sign of death.
Okay, shut up over there. Okay.
So Capricorn is more like career centric, and Aquarius is more what you're doing with your role and how it's going to impact humanity. So for you personally, it's happening in the house of communication and intellectual stimulation, the way that you gather information, etc.
All right. That's like okay, so that's good.
But am I running out of money? Did we establish?
No, absolutely not.
No.
Now your money's going to go further and have more of an impact.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Mama.
Listen, if you're just joining us, we have our friend Kayla, who is an astrologer, and she's digging into this big change that is coming with the planet Pluto, and it's Halloween, so we figured we'd do it, okay? So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, you've got big news for Kevin, and you've got even bigger news for me, And also, we will tell you how you can find out how Pluto is going to affect you in just a couple songs on The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Call. It is Halloween, and we have our very own astrologer, Kayla, on the show.
Why are you saying it's so spooky?
I don't know. There's fun music playing, okay. So I feel like I need to match it. And if you're just joining us, Pluto, the planet, it is a planet, and it is a planet.
Yeah.
It's back. Okay. It is going through a big change right now.
Right.
Okay. And it's affecting all of us, and it's Halloween. So we thought, why not be a little,
okay.
And talk about it. Now, Pluto, the effects that it's had on us for the last 16 to 18 years is changing, and that is for everybody on Earth, right?
Correct.
And we just found out that Katie's is going to affect her finances and her communication for the better in both ways. Fantastic news for Katie. Now, you said you've got big news for Kevin and news for me, and after that, we'll tell you how you can find out how Pluto's going to affect you. Let's do Kevin.
Kevin, for the last 16 or so years, Pluto has been in your fourth house, which is your house of home and family.
Oh boy.
And your internal foundation.
This is gonna get deep.
Oh my god.
Now you're entering the fifth house, which is the house of romance.
Spicy.
Oh my goodness.
And it's getting spicy. Do I get a family? Do I get two hot wives?
Wait, two?
Love, more fun, joy, creativity.
How could he be more fun?
It's been so depressing.
Right, he's depressed all the time.
I didn't know that. Okay. All right, that's great, Kevin. This is so far all good news.
Does it tell you when at least?
So it's entering the sign of Aquarius in November 19th. So just in a couple weeks, you will start to feel the shift.
Now, how is there even bigger news for me? With the change that Pluto is giving us, it's Halloween. So this is our astrologer, Kayla.
So Pluto, when it moves into Aquarius, for Katie and Kevin, it's only affecting one of their houses. But for you, Aquarius is split into two different houses. So for the first part of this transformation, and it has been in your sixth house for the last, I would say, maybe eight or so years, which is your house of daily routine and health. And it's a pretty boring house, I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
So how your daily routine affects others and how your what you've learned about your health and how you can influence others.
Okay.
Right.
So for the second half, it's going into your seventh house, which is your house of relationships.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Kevin and I are going to fall in love.
Oh.
No, sorry.
So this is your power dynamics. This could be your relationships at work, at home, with friendships, with career. It's all of your relationships. And basically everything that you've learned in the sixth house of who you are in your daily routine and with your health. And this is your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health.
I have been on a journey.
So what you've learned from that journey, you will take into your relationships, which will then transform those relationships.
Interesting. For good or for bad?
For great.
Oh, for great.
The zodiac builds on each other. So life is all about growth, right? And so we're always learning and we're always growing. So as we move through the chart, we are hopefully becoming better people and hopefully making a greater impact. And so the sign of Aquarius is all about humanitarian and progression, and what you've learned within yourself, you're going to carry into relationships. Where Katie is you're more about yourself and how you're communicating. No, you're learning how to communicate with yourself, how to process information. I mean, think about it. We are so overstimulated with information. And so you're just kind of learning a new way to sift through all of that and how you integrate it personally.
So interesting.
And Gavin, yours is more how you're communicating that into relationships and how you're embodying those relationships. Okay.
All right. This is our astrologer, Kayla. Pluto is going to affect us all, guys.
So strap in.
Real quickly, how can people find out how Pluto's going to affect them? What information do they need to, what is there?
Website? So you do need to know your exact time of birth in order to know the house placement. So you can typically find that on your birth certificate. Then I would just go to astro.com and type in your birth information. What's going to pop up is a zodiac wheel. So then just go to Google, Google the sign of Pluto, because you're going to see all these little glyphs, which are symbols of each planet.
Okay.
So match where Pluto is, and then Google the zodiac so you know which house Pluto is in for you and what that means for you.
Okay.
So you're looking for three things. You're looking for your personal chart with your time of birth. You're looking for that sign of Pluto and where it is in that chart. And then you're looking for what that house actually means.
Okay. All right. Wow. Listen, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Happy transformation.
Kayla, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.